he's sitting back there. He's talking up to the new commissioner.
He's getting some infection.
He didn't hear me.
He missed that one.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Yeah, he missed it.
I heard you.
Oh, did you?
I heard you.
Well, I meant for you too. I wasn't said it. Huh? I didn't mean for you to hear it, or I wouldn't have said it. I'm just messing with you. Okay, Bob, we've fired back up.
Oh, yeah. You're ready to go.
All right, public hearing, proposal nightly rentals. That's all we got left to talk about. So any of these here that you want to talk about, I'm going to give Bob some ideals. Does everybody here know what you're doing?
I don't know if everybody knows or not.
Or do you want to tell them or not? I mean,
don't tell them now. this last Tuesday, I accepted another position, and so I'll be here through the 20th of January, and don't know at this point who the new planning administrator will be. Not to put him on the spot, but likely next month, Scott Sterrett will likely be running the meeting. And I plan to have all the staff reports put together and hopefully everything in place so he can run through everything next month. But it was a difficult decision. I've actually enjoyed the job. I really sincerely have. I'll start with the city of Springfield, and I'll actually be in grants writing and grants administration, so it'll be a pretty significant change.
You're not going to deal with the public anymore?
probably on a more limited basis.
The real problem is he just don't like some of us.
No.
Well, I personally will miss you. Godspeed in your new endeavor, though.
Thank you.
I already bought him a dinner going away, President. You wasn't there. You're not going no place, but I bought you dinner anyway. I know your husband. He wouldn't have cared. Okay, does anybody want to talk about any of this?
I do. My only concern here is I know we got regulations in there. We can't actually enforce them, but we can vote down ones that, based on use compatibility with surrounding neighborhoods, that's our only option of protecting these neighborhoods that are older residential neighborhoods, single-family dwellings, and then people can buy and sell homes, and that is a money-making situation. They want to put them in there. Most of them are there already. We can deny them, but what do you do with them?
The biggest concern I have is and almost everybody that came up and spoke, enforcement came up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to figure that out. We've got to figure out how to enforce the rules and regulations we have, or it doesn't make any difference that we do them.
Well, I don't know whether that's not our job to figure that out. Is it, Rick?
Somebody's
got to
figure it out.
I don't know. I mean, we lay down the guidelines, and we try to sort them out the best we can. I mean, gist I took from the meeting that, generally speaking, people are generally pretty well agreed on the regulations we have now. With, you know, there's always something can be improved done.
There's a couple of women there that spoke, said that we need to stick with the regulations we got now, but we need to enforce them.
Well, that's not
but
our
wasn't
job.
Just and we can't enforce them.
That's not our job.
Bob writes a letter, and then he goes to a lawyer. And then it goes to a lawyer, and then it goes to a lawyer, and it doesn't anything yet happen.
Well, people out there shooting each other, or somebody's making noise in the neighborhood, what you going to see about? I mean, it boils down to that, and that hasn't changed.
Just to kind of tell you the way it's currently enforced, basically our regulations as a whole are enforced on a complaint-driven basis currently. So if we receive a complaint, we investigate the complaint. We find out if it's a valid complaint. If there is a valid complaint, we send a certified notice. In the case of nightly rental, we're asking that they seek a Division III special use permit. If they don't, basically our recourse is to refer them to the prosecuting attorney's office.
We're not the lawyer.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, really, that's our primary option is this.
I think we've been doing pretty good on the nightly rentals individually as far as approving and disapproving.
And
as long as we keep doing that, I mean, we got all of us has been watching the ones that we disapprove or we don't approve because of the surrounding area. And that's something that I think is going to be hard to change if we just, on the other end of it, lawyers and all that, that's not up to us, but I think we need to vote for what we feel right. Each one of them going to be different. They ain't all going to be the same.
Yeah.
We just got to vote on how
we feel. I don't
want
to inflict anything on somebody's personal way of living. I think all of us feel that way. Sometimes probably we unknowingly do, but we really don't want to inflict somebody because they have an investment, the largest investment they've ever made in their life.
I was impressed with Jeremy and actually the lady over the
Wolf.
Donna Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Donna Wolf. And, you know, the approach that both of them taking, you know, I think what we have now works as good as it's going to work, but it's going to have to evolve just like everything does, and it seems like those are two individuals that we might be able to, if we solicit their input or try to develop things for the future, that they might be able to help guide us in that direction.
Jeremy wants us to change our whole system of zoning, and I don't know if we should or not. But that's what I
Well, that's pretty well divided, you know. That's,
yeah. I also, if you know, and I didn't really need that tonight, but that wasn't what we were
Of course, they divided about. The county into two halves a long time ago, which originally they said it couldn't be done with different jurisdictions in the eastern and western part of the county. But, you know, you don't want to, you just don't want to inflict a bunch of stuff on people in pro tem because they're not going to hold still for it.
But he was focused on nightly rental at first, and then for some reason there at the end, he threw in the...
Well, performance zoning, we never pay any attention to the plus or minus scores. I mean, that's what it was all about. When you do performance zoning, if they come out with a good plus score, well, then that they perform correctly, and they should be approved. But just about every project that comes aboard, they're always negative. Yeah. But we still approve them.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, the zoning that we have is not a good one, in my estimation.
The way it's numbered is not good. I don't even look at that stuff.
Well, I disagree with that myself because I was on the committees and stuff that didn't help work on the original zoning plan for this county. Mm-hmm. I've been through different revisions on it and worked and worked and worked on it. And there is no perfect answer, and I don't think that the other one is gonna be perfect either.
Well,
it might be better. I don't know.
I'm with you, Dave. I think that what we do in around Table Rock Lake and those high dollar
it's a different ball of wax.
Yes, shouldn't be inflicted on the farmers down in Pro Tem.
That's
you
right.
know, so it's not going to be one size fits all. You're going to have to develop your zoning. What best fits the county.
That's what brought up performance zoning to begin with, that very concept.
I was here too when they... I mean, I wasn't here to help get it, but I was here when it first was implemented.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just to throw it out there, I've got two sets of draft zoning regulations. I mean, they're both in a draft format, but, I mean, I plan to leave those... with my predecessor, mm-hmm. and if there's a willingness to consider those, I mean, I do have something pretty well in place, whether it's, and the only difference between the two draft sets is my approach on nightly rental, basically. I've taken two different approaches on nightly rental, but I do have two draft versions of traditional zoning ordinances. At this point,
Well, that's another thing that's got to be a problem in latter years. February traditionally each year has been set aside so we can do changes and this and that, and we get in here and everybody says, well, what do you want to change? Oh, I don't know, I'm good, let's go home, you know. That's the
yes.
Need a raise. No, that don't have a thing to do with it, but it is one of the things that, you know, we're people are volunteering our time and everything, and we all start thinking about that. That one guy's thinking about a football game. I didn't even know there was a football game tonight, but you know, people have other interests.
Exactly.
Now, one thing that I do like, that I do think that we need to work on and perfect it maybe a little bit more, and there's other opinions floating around, but I like the special use permit. If we're going to do nightly rentals, I like the special use permit, and then there isn't anything passed on to the predecessor, and it goes away, and I like that concept where it has to all happen again, but there's different ideas, probably on this board and in this county, but I still think the special use permit is a very good tool for this commission.
The biggest concern I have with it, from the staff's perspective, is just the sheer numbers of these.
Yeah.
and trying yeah. to... It used to be that we would receive complaints, and we would receive complaints on a single residence or a single unit, and what we're starting to see now is a complaint on 25 of these. And what I'm hearing from the owners, so we've received all these complaints, we've sent out notices, they've basically indicated that their approach is going to be to submit complaints on other residences in other, and from a practical point of view.
Is that in the same area, Bob?
They're really looking countywide,
yeah.
but I mean, just right now we've got 20 applications on the agenda for February, and I foresee this possibly continuing to grow and expand just because we've got.
I think you're right.
And so that's.
I think Branson Creek is an unusual event because of all the history there.
But they're all trying to fly under the door before the door slams.
So they're all trying to do what they need to do, rightfully so. I mean,
yes.
Investments in there too, and they were very well spoken tonight. Personally, my situation is that if it's outside of a platted subdivision and within the county, you are a landowner and your neighbors probably are a pretty good distance away. So to me, the concept of nightly rental versus a platted recorded subdivision that has covenants, conditions, and restrictions that put it to residential use, that's where I've got the issue with it at. And that's, but there are subdivisions within their CCRs that openly say that you can do nightly rental, and then there's some that don't, and it's them impeding into those subdivisions.
But you know what the root of the whole problem is on this nightly rental thing?
The root of all.
For everyone we have approved, there's 10 out there operating that haven't been approved, and they're just cruise right on.
That's not the problem. The problem is the ones that aren't approved aren't getting any consequences. Until we get some enforcement, which I know is not our ballywhack, but until somebody decides to have some enforcement, then we're just pretty much moot. I think one way or another, we need to keep some regulation on these things. Because that one fellow, he summed it up pretty well. If we don't have, we're the first line. If we don't regulate it at all, then there is no recourse.
Nobody has given
now,
us that authority.
But the recourse is not being dealt with. And I think we need to discuss this with some of these other entities in the county, so that we can all be on the same page. Because these people think that like that one bunch of people out here, nightly rentals in their subdivision is a big deal. And they come down here, and I believe them, because I have been in a position in my
life I understand
to
that,
do
yeah.
something in a subdivision, and then the rules get changed. It's a big deal for me. It's a big deal for them, but there are those persons that are in this county that are supposed to be taking care of these people, and it's not a big deal to them.
But I made a point to put it on record that those two nightly rentals in that subdivision of 24 are both illegal, and we voted them down.
Right, yes. But nothing is taking place. I agree with you. We're on the same page, but there's some other people who need to start reading our book. Because if it's not approved, it's not approved. And if it's illegal, it's illegal.
That's right.
And he's to be treated as such.